Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, that's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. And for more Wait Wait in your week, follow us on Twitter at Wait Wait and on Instagram at Wait Wait NPR. It's the Wild West of Wait Wait, where our intern Emma rules. Pop off, Emma. I just say what she tells me to say. I don't know what it means. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, who's this?
This is Paul Gordon from Dearborn via Ypsilanti via South Lyon in Michigan. How you doing?
Hey, Paul Gordon. And what do you do there?
Well, Peter, I grow beautiful, multicolored, and delicious mushrooms at Detroit Mushroom Company.
Oh, wow. So what does a mushroom farm look like?
We have about, I think it's 9 now, shipping containers that we've converted into either a mix room or a grow room or an inoculation room or whatever we need them to be. And we're on 80 acres in beautiful countryside.
So you have shipping containers sitting on the countryside. And that's where you grow your mushrooms. You grow them inside the shipping container.
You know, when you say it like that, Peter.
I thought they were all hand-picked in apple orchard.
Yes. Well, welcome to the show, Paul. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you now 3 news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
I am so excited.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
The hard seltzer consumer is fickle, so their taste buds we're trying to tickle. Our seltzer will shine with a splash of fine brine. We have added the taste of dill.
Pickle.
Yes, yeah. Dill pickle. If you've ever eaten a pickle and thought, this is good, but what if it was entirely liquid? Then I am very sorry for the lonely life you've led. But that ends today because the drink company Brewmate has introduced a pickle-flavored seltzer. It's called Afternoon Dill Light. Get it? And it was actually teased as an April Fool's joke, but everybody wanted it so badly, they ended up putting it into production.
I don't get it. You know when you said, get it?
Oh.
I didn't get it.
Afternoon Dill Light.
Oh, Afternoon Dill Light is what I think I said. Get it. Afternoon Dill Light.
Get it then. In answer to your question, I get it.
Yeah, all right. I'm glad. All right. Here, Paul, is your next limerick.
To grow ancient can be quite a pain. What's my secret? I'll gladly explain. Though the concept may sicken, it's the head of a chicken. Once a week, you should eat a small...
Ew, brain.
Yes, brain.
You were so good.
Brain. 111-year-old Australian Dexter Kruger says the secret to his long life is eating chicken brains once a week. I mean, it kind of makes sense. That's why chickens run around when you cut their heads off. They're looking for their brains because they're so good for them. Kruger says that chicken brains are, quote, delicious little things. There's only one little bite. If you think about it, one little bite made of utterly disgusting chicken parts is basically just an honest McNugget.
it's the thinking man's McNugget.
We've probably all eaten some.
Yeah. All right. Here's your last limerick, Paul.
Marie Kondo might shudder and sputter. Having more puts my heart all a flutter. A big open space puts no smile on my face. I find joy in a room full of...
clutter?
Yes, clutter very good, Paul. Clutter. Apparently the hot new trend is living in squalor. Designers call it cluttercore, which is better than the first name they came up with it, Completely Given Up Core. This philosophy behind Cluttercore is about surrounding yourself with all the things that make you, you. For example, I've been practicing Cluttercore by surrounding my bed with dirty laundry. It represents my deepest inner self, that is a lazy slob.
I think they're going to find out the Cluttercore people are related to Marie Kondo somehow, and that this is like all that stuff that we all gave away and took to the Goodwill. Marie Kondo's been quietly buying it up, right, and storing it, and now selling it back to us so we can build our little clutter court.
This sounds like
racket.
QAnon.
It is.
It's a racket. Bill, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul the Mushroom King walked away with a win. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Paul. That was really deftly done.
Thank you so much. Peace and love to you all.
Thanks so much for playing, Paul.
Bye.
Bye-bye.